Good morning. Still morning. 2 minutes. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, worship team. Let's give them another. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope we can concentrate a little bit on the Word of God because we're getting hungrier, you know. And then we're going to have a great lunch together. Before we do that, let us read a short psalm from the Word of God. Please, would you open with me to Psalm 100? It's known by most of you, but it's good to read and refresh our memories this now afternoon. Psalm 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. That's what we heard this morning. Give thanks to him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. Is he good to you? Is he good to us? Amen. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. May God bless his word. Let's say a word of prayer, bow our heads. Thank you, Father, for bringing us all together. We are here sitting before you. And you promise where two or three are gathered together, there I shall be in their midst. You are here. You are the head of this congregation, and may we ask you to bless us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanksgiving. You know, when I thought of what to speak, I said, I am not going to address anything except I want to show what's in my heart. That God is love. Actually, if you want, the Bible says, God is love. I didn't come with something new. And what came to my mind immediately is that, for God so loved the world that what he gave his only begotten Son. On this day, before a few days before Thanksgiving, I am thankful for God's love. I want you to know, I am thankful for God's love. Because if God didn't love me, where would I be today? That's my own experience. I am so thankful to stand before you here that his love was expressed by sending his only Son to save us from sin and eternal death. Today I want to share with you a few words about our loving God. During this Thanksgiving period. You know, people ask me, how are you, Adel? And I have one word since a long time. I'm thankful. And I read the word in Reader's Digest. I believe I am a Reader's Digest man since ages. Yeah. You know, I think I read it there that someone said, because we just make a big thing about Thanksgiving and it will last one day. I wish, and this is what I read, that we use Thanksgiving Day for complaining all the time and doing our own things and forgetting that being thankful. And use the 364 days to thank God. Stayed with me. Are we thankful? How great is our God? And I want to share with you a few words. I am thankful for His genuine love. His love is genuine. Despite our transgressions, despite our unfaithfulness, He's still God, still. He sent His only Son to die on the cross to save us and get us free. He's a Father because we call Him when we want to pray, our Father, Thou art in heaven. Is He your Father this morning, this afternoon? A missionary was teaching a woman in a foreign land the Lord's Prayer. When he got to the end of the first clause, Our Father which art in heaven, she stopped him. If God is our Father, she said, that is enough for me. And she left him and went thanking God. She has a Father, and that Father is Jesus Christ, her Lord. Our hearts should be filled with thanksgiving, especially this wonderful day, this week, because God, in His infinite love, sent us a Savior. And this is not Christmas, but I'm going to use the verse that many pastors, many ministers use it, and it's in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. The angel of the Lord said to the shepherds, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. For today, listen to this, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, and His name is Christ the Lord. Jesus. And this is the heart of God. He is so loving, so compassionate, so genuine. So many people, when we meet, we meet so many people, and then sometimes when they leave us, we say, well, their love is not genuine. Do we say that sometimes? I don't believe it. May God forgive us not to be judgmental, but always, always look for the best in people. Genuine love. Genuine love is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is so compassionate. He feels with us. When He stood before the tomb of Lazarus, I hope you remember Lazarus, who died, and was a friend of Jesus. Jesus came and stood before the tomb. And you know, before he said anything, you know, Jesus was filled with compassion. You know what happened there? He cried. Jesus cried because of his compassion, his genuine love. And this is the love that he loves you with. This is why the love that he made him send his only begotten son to die on the cross of Calvary to pay for your sins. And I think I heard that last week, this sentence, and it stayed with me. Andrew said it, I believe. And if I'm mistaken, correct me later on. Don't correct me now, please. He said it weren't the nails that put Jesus on the cross. It was his love for us that nailed him to the cross of Calvary. Jesus, the Son of God, he loves you and he loves me. If you were to celebrate anything and to thank him for everything he's given us, oh, he's given us so many things. Let us thank him first and foremost for his love to us. Do you appreciate this love? It's no secret concerning the Father's love. I meditate on this sentence. God doesn't just love his children every now and then. It is love without end. Love forever. The Bible says in John 13:1, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them when? Till the end. My word, another word for you, thank God for his love that never gives up. Did he give up on Peter? This is a disciple. And he declared for so many, 3 times, I don't know this man. I don't know him. He was a disciple. But Jesus still loved him. God never gives up on us. And I have good news for you. Whatever your situation is, whatever your sin is, Jesus is never to give up on you. He is going to knock on the door of your heart all the time and said, son, lady, give me your heart. And that's what kind of God we have, the God we worship, the God we are thinking of what he's done for us. And that's what Thanksgiving Day is supposed to be and mean to all of us. Regardless of our attitude, he never stops loving us. A minister, I read this, was retiring and had delivered his last sermon. I'm not hinting. I'm not retiring. And I'm afraid. And he gave his last sermon from the pulpit. And then he has preached for so many times. And then one of the faithful members stopped at the door and asked him, leaving this question. Do you know what is the most important thing you said in all these years? And he said, what was that? Just remind me. You told us, Pastor, we cannot do anything to get God to stop loving us, was her quiet reply. You cannot do anything to get God to stop loving you. Friends, the most important thing you can learn in this life, that God never stops loving you. While you're sitting in these chairs, remember, God loves you. God is love. And that's what affected me so much lately. That what am I going to talk on Sunday? Oh, we have so many things to thank God for. The most important, we thank God for his love. Without him loving us and sending his only begotten son to save us, where would we be today? And thank God, everybody here, that we are in church today and we are listening to the word of God. We are rejoicing with Randy and his group and the worship team, and we've been lifted up to higher heights because God is love and God loves us. The woman at the well, he said, give me a drink, Jesus. He said, she didn't want to deal with him. She was a Samaritan, and the Samaritans and the Jews were not on speaking terms, but with his love and kindness. She left Jesus, a new woman, and she became an evangelist and went home, went to her town and told them about Jesus Christ. He loved everyone. Even when the lawyer, the lawyer came to him, what shall I do? What can I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven? And the Lord told him, because of that, and you know what? He left the presence of the Lord unsaved, unrepentant. Unrepentant because Jesus was straightforward with him. He says, his mind was on his money all the time. He said, go get rid of this. Go sell what you have. He said, no. But what you don't, you know what happened, Jesus? He said, Jesus loved him. He loved him. You think he hated Peter? He loved Peter. Even when he rose from the dead, he instructed the disciples, the angels even, go tell Peter. Let Peter know. And he made all the arrangements for a big breakfast for the disciples, including Peter. And there, he told him, Peter, you love me? In other words, I still love you. And there, he equipped Peter to go with the disciples and conquer the world for Jesus Christ. Regardless of where you stand with regards to the Lord, to God himself, I want to say this today. God loves you. He still loves you. And my last word for you, thank God, for he is unchangeable. We heard about that earlier. And it says in Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, I am God, I do not change. My love is always available for you. Come to me and you will find refuge and you will find salvation. Does God change? Does he love? Does he weakens? Does his love weakens toward us? No, think for a moment about what he did to save us. The angels, he sent them to shepherds. And he was after them and gave them the word where the Savior is. And they went and found the Savior. And they believed. And they came and told their stories. Oh, he shed his blood for us. It's all because the Lord loves you and me. For God so loved the world. Will you thank him for such love? Will you thank him? Charles Spurgeon tells of this incident in his life. Once while riding in the country, I saw, he said, on a farmer's barn, a weather vane. You see them sometimes in the old farms. And on the arrow of which was inscribed these words, God is love. And Spurgeon said, I turned in at the gate and asked the farmer, what do you mean by that? Do you think that God is love is changeable? No. No, said the farmers in his old way. That God's is love is unchangeable, but the weather vane and his love that veers about, it's directed which by the wind, and it goes where God's love is. It's not changing, but the weather vane goes any which way to tell us what God's love is. God loves you and me. God loves us. God is with us. God does not change. God is sincere in his love. Can we be sincere in our love for him and ask him to take our life and direct it and help us to make it through this life? Can we have our prayer said, Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for everything you've given to me. That's good. That's what we need to do. We cannot be complainers at all. But let's be thankful for God's love. God's immediate love. God's availability, God's unchangeable love. Let's think of that in this Thanksgiving time. Let's think of him. Let's thank him for his kindness and faithfulness and sincere love toward us all. With this love expressed by God, how should our attitude be? How can we reciprocate this love? The Lord says, if you love me, do what I tell you. Do please me. Do accept me in your life. Sent you a Savior. Take that Savior and accept the change. Take him as your own Savior. To save you from sin. Would you? Now, this is the call. You'll be thankful when you accept his Son in your heart. Let's bow our heads for prayers. Father, we thank you for this time of the year. We are so thankful that you remind us to be thankful and help us to always be reminded to be thankful every day in our lives. We pray that you bless this congregation. Help us, Lord, not to live without being thankful for Jesus Christ, our Savior. Dismiss us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.